Good morning, church. It's good to see everyone this morning. What a joy it is to gather in the household of the Lord and give thanks and praise. We have been talking about a wide door of opportunity. And God has called us to be ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He is preparing us to step through this door of opportunity and join Him in service and ministry to the world. Part of the Worldwide Methodist Statement of Faith is making disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Last week, Matt spoke about freedom, finding freedom in life. We find freedom in life and for life by following and living for Jesus Christ. Today, I'd like to look at Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. We are talking about wide doors of opportunity. I ask you this morning, have you opened the door of your life to Jesus Christ? Most of us try to navigate through life on our own. We rely on our own wisdom, our own thinking, our own gifts and talents. We're taught to be self-reliant, to be self-sufficient. We seek to do things on our own. Too often, it's only when we run into a roadblock or something that causes us to stumble that we might ask a friend to help us. Or maybe we might even ask God and come to Him in prayer. What do you do when you hit the wall? Because you know, it's not a question of if you hit a wall, but when you hit a wall. When life turns upside down, what do? Where do you turn? We have all hit these walls. We have all walked through struggles and even dark nights of the soul. Those times when we feel that life seems to be falling apart. When special relationships are cut short, when we experience shattered dreams, unexpected tragedy, or other forms of broken expectations. We think this shouldn't happen to me. This isn't fair. Why would a loving God allow this to happen to me or to the people that I love? Unfortunately, life happens. We live in a broken and fallen world. Bad things happen to all people, good and bad, saved and lost. No one is exempt. But Jesus said, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." We too can find peace in spite of the difficult circumstances through faith in Jesus Christ. It is in Him we can put our trust. Listen to the words of this song by Lauren Daigle. It's called Trust in You. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers as I cry out to you, I will trust. I will trust in you. Especially in the midst of our trials, we should place our trust in Jesus Christ. Remember when Jesus shared some of the difficult teachings to a large crowd of His followers? Many of them left, and He turned to His 12 disciples and said, "Will you leave also?" Peter said, "Lord, where else will we go? You hold the words of eternal life." And I'm asking you today, have you placed your trust in Jesus Christ? Have you prayed, "Lord, all my hope, all my faith, all my trust is in you"? The word continues in the song. Truth is, you know what tomorrow brings. There's not a day ahead you have not seen. So let all things be my life and breath. I want you, Lord, and nothing less. Can you say those words with me today and really mean them? Are you truly praying, "Lord, not my will, but thy will be done"? I challenge you to be to begin praying that way to the Lord. Show me your will. Help me see others through your eyes. Help me to love others with a heart full of love, forgiveness, and grace. Begin seeking the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And see what God will do in your life. You'll be amazed. The song continues, "You are my strength and comfort. You are my steady hand. You are a firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. Your ways are always higher. Your plans are always good. There's not a place where I'll go you've not already stood." These are all scriptures that are found in the Psalms. You know what? I would encourage you that if you've never really spent time studying the Bible, three of my favorite books are Proverbs, Psalms, and John. And if you'd rotate between those three, Proverbs is known as the Book of Wisdom. Psalms is crying out from humankind to the Lord and the Lord answering back to us. And John is just a wonderful gospel of God's love for us from the very beginning of time until today. They're all promises found in Scripture. God is faithful. God is holy and righteous, merciful and just, all-knowing, all-powerful, loving and good. And yet, His greatest desire is to know you and to be known by you, to be in relationship with you. He will pursue you and seek after you because of how much He loves you. Scripture tells us, Jesus said, "Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." Jesus invites us to come and be with Him. He is knocking at the door of our heart. He is seeking after you. All other religions speak of humanity seeking after some god or a deity. Christianity is the only religion where the Creator, God, is seeking after a relationship with His creation, with you and with me. God is pursuing you. He will not give up on you. God's love for you is relentless. In the second service, we often sing a song called Reckless Love, and it speaks of God's relentless love and pursuit of us. Some of the words go, "There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, no lie you won't tear down, coming after me." The overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. It chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it. I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. The overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. I pray you receive those words as they are intended. When I sing them, I either want to fall down on my knees in humble gratitude and thanksgiving, or I want to raise to my feet in adoration and praise for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God loves us more than we can imagine, and He is seeking to be a relationship with you and with me. So what do we do with these statements? How can we live a life in a fallen and broken world, a world that cries out for freedom and love and doesn't know where to look, a world in desperate need of a Savior? The answer? Invite Christ into your life. Receive His love. Learn to love Him and share His love with others. Where are you today? Where is your trust? Where is your hope? Are you seeking after Jesus Christ? Have you placed your trust in Him? It's because of God's great love for us that we can put our trust in Him. Because of His great love, we can seek after Him. Because of His great love, we should desire to surrender to Him and put our faith in Him. Steve and I were laughing when Matt, Steve was laughing at me when Matt quoted, "We have so much more to be thankful for," and about the complainers. And I turned to Steve and I said, "That's my spiritual gift." And I certainly hope that's not true, but sometimes I get caught in that, I'm afraid. For the last few years, I have had a number of struggles in my life. And I've been going through a period of questioning and uncertainty and doubt in myself and in my thinking and in some relationships. And during this time, I prayed a lot. I spent more time in God's Word, and I spent more time seeking after God. Today, I've been sharing some of the songs that spoke to me during this time. Some of the songs that we just sang earlier today of trust and obey and seek ye first the kingdom of God. And those songs that speak to us and remind us of God's promises and his faithfulness to us. And even in some of the struggles that we go through and some of the dark times of our soul, that we can call out to him and spend more time with him and focus in on that and remember how much he loves us and how much he cares for us. And some of the words of these songs, they just speak to the cry of my heart, my fears, my brokenness, my failures, my desire to follow after the things of God, but still feeling there's a sense of falling short or failing. But God will carry us through. He will carry you through. He carried me through. And during this time, God spoke to me through the words of this song called, "I Give You Control." I'd like to share some of the words with you again. It says, "Here I am, all my intentions, all my obsessions, I want to lay them all down. I've had plans, shattered and broken, things I have hoped in fall through my hands. You have plans to redeem and restore me. You're behind and before me. Oh, help me believe. God, you don't need me, but somehow you want me. Oh, how you love me, and somehow that frees me to open my hands up and give you control. I give you control. God, you want me. Somehow you want me. The King of Heaven wants me. So this world has lost its grip on me." Think about that for a minute. Try to wrap your mind around that thought, that the King of Heaven wants you. The King of Heaven wants to be in relationship with you. The King of Heaven loves you more than you can imagine. In response, why wouldn't we say, "I give you control. I want to give you control." God wants us to experience the fullness of his grace, his joy, his peace, and his love. Seek him with all your heart, and you will find him. Place your trust in him, then give him control. When God is in control of your life, the world will lose its grip on you. Step into the loving arms of Jesus Christ. It's a journey you will not regret. It's not easy, but nothing of real value is easy. If you want the adventure of a lifetime, surrender to Jesus Christ. But don't forget, you will have to pick up your cross and follow him. Salvation is free to us because Jesus Christ paid our debt. Salvation is free. Living for Jesus Christ as his disciple will cost you everything, but it's worth it. How you will look at life will change. It must change. How you look at others will change. How you live will have to change. You cannot put yourself first, but you will begin to put God and others first. God is calling you to follow him. What will you do? What is your response? Remember the prayer, I think Matt shared it a while back, from John Wesley. He prayed it daily. I'd like us to read it today together aloud and pray it and begin to pray it. I am no longer my own, but thine. Put me to what thou wilt. Rank me with whom thou wilt. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed by thee or laid aside by thee. Exalted for thee or brought low for thee. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I am freely, heartily yield all things to thy pleasure and disposal. And now, O glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are mine and I am yours. So be it. And this covenant which I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. If you begin to pray that prayer on a daily basis, you will find a whole new level of relationship with Jesus Christ. If you begin to follow after the heart of God, you will see life through a whole new perspective. Place your trust in Him. Seek Him with all your heart. And seek to live according to His will. If you seek Him, you will find Him. You will find a life with no regrets. Amen.